awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
It is stinking cold outside.
It is!
And that's why that's our status on Facebook.
What was the temperature outside right now?
It's like 21 degrees. When I woke up, it was 12.
That's less bad. Feels like 13.
Feels like
13. Feels like, yeah, right, feels like nothing.
Feels like 13 cold.
I want to be that guy, the feels like guy.
Feels like, let me see.
So I could say, well, it feels 13. Like not really anything because my hands are numb. My ears and nose are numb. So, yeah, I'd say about nothing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Everybody's going back to work this week.
That's right.
Everybody's going back to school this week.
Welcome to our lives. Welcome back. Glad to see everybody getting ready. Getting back to work. Getting back to school. Yeah, the boys are going back to school today.
Boys are going back to school.
Crazy, crazy weekend.
It was crazy.
Yeah, my son turned 8 years old.
Luke.
Yes.
He is 8 years old.
Had a chance to see our first movie in the fake IMAX here.
Yeah. But yeah, it's still pretty good. It's not the worst.
Well, yeah, people have been talking about it, you know, being a fake IMAX. It's not real. It's not.
It's not real.
But for Albuquerque, we've never had an IMAX, so... Anyways, I will say I'm so used to wearing like the normal 3D glasses that when they started pulling out those giant yellow Captain EO glasses, I was like, wait, what? You don't have little kid sizes for my kids? Okay.
It looked good.
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
The theater is pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
It's not a real IMAX.
No, it's not.
But it's not the worst theater ever. And they built that other one right beside it. What's
We're
that all about?
We're such snobs. Oh, the...
RPX?
Yeah, their Regal Cinemas is now, I guess, I started researching it because it was like, well, I don't know. What do I want to see? There's an IMAX and there's an RPX. And so it turns out Regal Premium or Premier Experience or something like that is what it stands for.
Yeah.
They're like, check it out, IMAX. We're making our own.
Oh.
So it's one created by that company to try and rival IMAX. But somebody needs to talk to them and remind them how HD DVD went down.
Yep.
So say, hey, man, Blu-ray and HD DVD used to have this thing where one of them thought they could compete with the other one.
Yeah.
And turns out Sony, who'd been making things for like a really long time, they won.
They won.
Like badly.
And you know that Blu-ray is blue, and IMAX's font is blue.
Oh!
There you go.
Wow! And the RPX logo
like
is
silver.
Red.
Or yeah,
well,
red.
Silver and red. Yeah, it's got the red. HD DVD was red.
Ugh. Sorry.
Wow, I didn't realize that analogy was going to really come through.
I don't know what this is, but I don't know about it. We got a message on Facebook, and it feels like a scam to me.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if it is.
It's not. That's our interprep guy.
I don't know him.
Steve.
I don't know him.
Steve. He's the boss.
Hey, Steve.
Hey,
I don't trust you, Steve. Just saying. I need an official letterhead.
There you go.
If you want me to trust you, I don't need a Facebook message.
Man. It is 6:06. It is Monday. Don't forget, every single weekday morning at 6:45, we highlight birthdays. If you would like to get a birthday shout-out in, you can do so.
Birthdays!
studio@mystaticradio.com. That's our email address. I'm excited that we're kicking off a show. We got things today.
It's like under 15 degrees, or at least last night it was under 15 degrees everywhere. I feel the
earth shake. That's crazy.
It is crazy. Let's just talk over this song. I looked down and saw one and was like, oh man.
My bad.
It's cool. This is Dinner in a Suit, their song Heartbreak.
I keep pulling it down for me.
Oh.
But not for you.
I don't mind talking with this behind it.
I know, this is like good stuff.
I like it.
Yeah.
We'll just let it play. Yeah, so bundle up.
Yeah, bundle up. It's crazy cold. And yeah.
Yeah.
Lots to talk about this morning, including the chaos that is our state of Colorado now.
Woo.
They're directly above us.
We're also going to talk about the winter storm that is
Hopefully the winter storm doesn't blow south.
Well, we're lucky.
If we're right underneath Colorado, man. Contact high.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I get it. I'm so cold. I can't react. I gotta rub.
Oh, man.
You gotta rub your heart. Don't rub your extremities.
Really?
This is when Batman Begins.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, he said, rub your chest. Man. Your hands will take care of themselves.
I'm so glad you remembered that, because I was totally about to just start rubbing my hands. It's so cold.
I take my advice from Liam Neeson when I can get it.
There you go. On the way, we got some Sleeping at Last, some Motion City soundtrack. But first, Dinner in a Suit.
They're playing right now. You like this song, right? Let's talk. This is behind the song commentary. When we first heard this song, we were like, Dinner in a Suit? What a dumb name for a band. That's okay. Let's listen to this song. Hang on, listen. This is my favorite part. That wasn't my favorite part. I'm sorry.
Have you ever watched one of those commentaries on Blu-ray? I have yet to watch one because I started one and the whole time it was from Lord of the Rings.
Oh.
And the whole time I'm like, Peter Jackson, Andy Serkis, shut up. I'm trying to watch the movie.
Shut up. Wait, I've got on commentary.
Right, this was the scene. Do you remember this scene, right? Oh, right.
We're walking down the path.
It was the Two Towers. I was trying to watch it, and it was like, dude, you are so distracting.
That whole that trilogy was about taking a walk.
Man.
If you think about
it. Okay. Can I bring up something?
Yes.
Dinner in a Suit. Sorry to interrupt you.
We'll play you later one day.
Here's the thing. So we finally, weeks later, watched The Hobbit.
Yes,
the second one.
We did.
That's what we saw this
weekend. And it was pretty good.
Gosh, it was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my beef. Because in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and obviously it'd be a very short movie and series if they happen this way, but in the series, Gandalf gets saved by the eagles, you know, because he's like hanging out, stuck in the tower, and Saruman's got him captive. And he's like, I'm just going to take this eagle real quick. How come the eagles couldn't just take him to Mordor?
It just wasn't part of his journey.
Right. So then the Hobbit, then they get the eagles again, which is, you know, in the past. So I guess the first time the eagles show up and hang out. And the eagles take him to this big, like, rock cliff area. And they look out in the distance and it's like, ooh, the lonely mountain. Like, you'd think they could have just said, hey, eagles, that mountain actually would be a better mountain to drop us off at. And then they would have just been there.
Mm.
And the whole second movie really wouldn't have had to happen.
Is that what happened in the book?
No, but that it just makes sense that if you have an eagle, why not utilize it?
Maybe you can't control the eagle. Maybe the eagle, it's such a giant bird of death that if it gives you a ride on its back and it lands, you're like, thank you, I don't need anything else. Because if you were to ask for anything else, it would eat you.
I'm just saying. It would have made it a lot easier. However, we wouldn't have gotten the barrel roll scene.
Yeah.
And that is one of the raddest scenes of any movie I've ever seen.
I mean, hypothetically, if you've got a giant eagle, you're probably an American. So, to me, the continuity in these movies is skewed anyway.
Yeah.
Because they're not even in America. Where is Mordor? Is that Detroit? Or is it El Paso? And then you've got climate stuff to think about, because if it's El Paso, then you're definitely not wearing all those clothes. You're in little shorts and a tank top.
Yeah.
And there's tons of sunscreen.
I'm just saying.
But if it's in Detroit, then you've got on tons of clothes.
So here's what we're going to do.
It's freezing.
When the second Hobbit comes out, we should record our own commentary.
We should.
That you can play with the movie. Because everybody would want to, you know, ruin their movie experience by watching us.
Everybody would.
I'm just saying.
Everybody. Okay, we'll play this song, and I won't talk over it this time. I have 20 seconds to say my piece. This song is called Lost Boys, just like our boys, The Hobbit.
Yeah, they're lost.
Yeah, but they will be found.
Yep.
And we'll be back in a minute.
Steve Austin Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Happy Halloween.
It's time to rise up.
We about to rise up.
Oh, man. That song is like a zombie because that just rose from the dead from like a decade ago. Woo! I haven't heard that in forever.
Thriller?
No.
At Sleeping
Rise Up. Up.
Oh, Disciple.
Was that Disciple?
Yeah. We're about to rise up.
Man. I don't know why I was thinking Pillar. What was Pillar's Rise song?
One time I got the two bands mistaken and Kevin from Disciple was like, oh, great, you think I'm in Pillar. And I was like, I'm sorry?
You guys sound alike.
Happy Monday! It is January 6th. Tomorrow we're going to be rocking a crazy interview. Is it tomorrow? Is it Wednesday? It's January 8th. It's Wednesday.
That's Wednesday. Who is it?
I have that book in my bag that I really need to get through.
What book?
This one.
I got to see what book this is.
Members!
I'm looking for the book.
We're going to be talking with Samuel Williamson. He wrote a book called Is Sunday School Destroying Our Kids?
Cool.
How Moralism Suffocates Grace. Yeah.
What was that?
That was the screaming Thrillers. Perfect timing.
Sounded like Panda.
So. Yeah. It's going to be interesting. He is the founding director of Beliefs of the Heart. It's a mission to help us examine the unexplored convictions that drive us. So, yeah. I'm excited to talk to him.
Oh, my gosh.
It's coming up Wednesday. Yep.
You know what it's time for.
Oh, man. Are we ready for this?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news. Our sheet of paper is back.
Woo!
And that's great. Because I feel way more comfortable doing breaking news when I'm not trying to figure out what's right and what's wrong on Yahoo. Yahoo!
When's the last time you heard that?
I don't know. The last time I heard it correctly was a while ago. The last time I heard it incorrectly was just then.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, let me borrow some of this.
Yeah, enjoy.
It's so cold outside.
It is.
All right, check it out. Breaking news. Recreational marijuana is now legal in Colorado. If you are an individual of the green variety, I'm sure you already know this and perhaps have already been there.
That's craziness.
Yeah.
1 ounce if you live in Colorado and have an in-state driver's license. A quarter ounce if you live out of state. You can, like, still go buy it, like, even if you're from New Mexico.
It's crazy.
I feel like this is becoming, I don't know, coming up Theology Thursday.
Oh?
With our dear friend.
Mr. B-Nix?
B-Nix. Yeah. I definitely want to talk to him. Yeah. I want to talk to those guys about this because it's become really interesting.
It's a new time in this world.
Yeah.
What do you do if you're a believer but this is legal? Is it like alcohol consumption? Is it like cigarette?
I don't think so, man. But
candy?
It alters your state of being.
Okay. Before we start getting phone calls, we'll move on.
All right.
Because you know we're going to get phone calls. An Iowa man's blood alcohol... Speaking of altering your state of being...
Yeah.
An Iowa City man's blood alcohol level was too high for the breathalyzer to measure.
No way.
How he's still alive, I will not know. But this sheet of paper says it broke right after it went past 0.25 and hit Lindsay Lohan. Somebody's a jokester. Somebody, their New Year's resolution was, I'm going to write funnier jokes.
Yeah.
Oh, the other one, it printed it twice, and the other joke is, he only had two Bud Lights the size of pickle barrels. That would be crazy. A North Carolina town council member resigned by turning in his resignation letter written in Klingon.
Oh.
I learned on QuizUp that Klingon is the only fictional... It's the most prevalent fictional language.
Really?
Yeah. So if you get a question like similar to that, sort of, that the answer is Klingon.
Klingon. Yeah. I know people who could speak Klingon. I thought, like, Elvish was up there, too. Lord of the Rings.
I don't know.
Gosh, man, that's just so... Okay.
Breakfast cereal maker General Mills announced that it has stopped using genetically modified ingredients in Cheerios. I know what you're all thinking. We're all thinking, what? What have I been eating? Cat food. That's what you've been eating. Welcome to the real world. New York Jets quarterback Geno Smith sent a fan a picture of his privates.
Okay.
Yep. You don't send your fans those pictures.
No,
because they're going to go out on the internet. People.
Rookie mistake. Because he's a rookie.
England's Prince William will attend Cambridge this spring for a course in agricultural management, but his critics say that he shouldn't be allowed to attend the prestigious university because his grades were too low.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah, but he's... Okay. He's the prince.
He's the prince. Yeah, but should he get into a good school if his grades aren't high enough? Maybe not.
I don't know. You're right.
Would we have let George Bush go to Cambridge? Probably, just to see what happened and make fun of him.
Maybe.
Poor guy. I would have loved to watch it. Actor Michael... Is that... Who was that? Mooney? Money?
Oh, yeah, of course. Because I watch Young and the Restless all the time.
I knew it was your stories. Actor Michael something of the Young and Restless has been fired, oh my gosh, for groping his co-star Hunter King.
And then he was like, I'm on a soap opera.
This is a soap. Camera's not on.
Is this not part of the show?
This was in the script. Okay, it was unscripted. But in the moment, I'm an actor. What's my motivation? In the moment, it felt like it should happen. This is how I make all of my decisions. Moment to moment. The NFL playoffs started this weekend. Tell us about them, Steve-O.
Gosh.
Tell us what happened.
It's interesting because there were people griping saying that home teams, they needed to change the playoff system because there were teams with better records who had to travel other places, and it wasn't fair because... say the Philadelphia Eagles didn't have as good a record, but they won their division, so they got to play at home, and it wasn't fair to the Saints.
Right.
And, people gripe.
Gripe.
In fact, the interesting thing was the Chiefs were a team that had a better record. They played against the Colts. They're the only ones that really have a reason to gripe, I think.
Yeah.
Because the Chiefs lost. The Colts were the only team to win at home.
Oh, it was a close game, though, that game was, right? Wasn't that by like a field goal or something?
It was 24. It was a 28-point lead for the Chiefs, and then the Colts were like, wait, not in my house!
Ah!
And then they spent the entire second half making the second largest comeback in NFL playoff history.
They were like, we're doing this for Muncie. And they said, Muncie? What's Muncie? That's a town in Indiana. Ever heard of it? And they said, no. And we were like, yeah, I see that. We just found out about it. Boom! And then they came back.
It was crazy.
That's where Ball State is.
And then basically everybody else, it was like, man, it's so cold because the Saints and the Eagles game looked terrifyingly cold, and they were like, can we just kick a field goal and go
please,
home?
Please.
And they did. And then the Niners and Green Bay Packers, it was like, can we just kick a field goal and go home? And then they did.
Yeah.
And so
I'll say Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback or whatever.
Yeah.
Man, that dude is good.
Yeah.
He was running everywhere.
Yeah.
He'd be like, no, okay. He would run up the side, and
so
then everybody...
incredible football this weekend.
You could tell all the people on the other team, like the Packers, like, oh, no, he's doing it again. And they're running after him. Oh, get him, Marty!
Oh, I forgot Thebes is a Chiefs fan.
Oh, Thebes.
I knew there was a Chiefs fan in my life.
Thebes,
we're sorry for your loss.
Oh, well, we found out that... what's his face got taken out earlier in the game?
Yeah, Jamal Charles, like first drive of the game, that had a huge impact.
Yeah, because he's really good. I had him on my fantasy league.
You did. And then there was the other game that was not any good, which was the Bengals and San Diego that we were just like kind of in the background watching because it was like, man, this is boring.
Look at that orange suit.
This is terrible.
That's
this is
terrible.
So boring.
That's a bummer.
Sorry to Tim Skipper because your team lost. Tim Skip!
Maybe we can tell him in person.
Maybe we will tell him in person today!
All right, back to breaking news.
Okay.
A 70-year-old woman, or I'm sorry, 71-year-old woman in Sweden who had been blind for the past 13 years.
But now she sees. Shut up!
Miraculously regained her sight over the holidays. She'd been blind for 13 years, and all of a sudden, the connectors in her head just went, click! Can you imagine being blind for 13 years and then opening your eyes just going...
So she's been blind since she was 58.
Wow. And now 71,
mm-hmm.
The Lord said, I'm going to give you one more peek.
Boom!
Wow. All right, check this out. Give me some creepy alien music.
Ooh, creepy alien music!
Oh! Here's something I bet you didn't know before the weekend began. Four different species of aliens have been visiting Earth for thousands of years. Paul Hellyer, who used to be Canada's defense minister, claims he has proof. In an interview with Russia Today, Hellyer said there's been a lot more activity in the last few decades. Reason for this, he said, was that man was stupid enough to invent the atomic bomb. Aliens are frightened that we're going to use it again and again, and that this will affect the whole balance of the cosmos. And Hellyer suggested there are Edward Snowden-style whistleblowers who have already revealed government knowledge of alien visits. Hellyer used to believe there was between 2 and 12 different species of aliens. Now he says he's received reports there have been as many as 80. But most interesting is that some of the aliens apparently look just like us. Indeed, Hellyer claimed that two alien ladies went to Las Vegas to shop, dressed as nuns, and no one was any the wiser.
You can't tell me if you saw a nun walking around in Las Vegas, you wouldn't be like,
Yeah.
Excuse me, ma'am. What's up? What are you doing? Are you an alien? Did you like my Canadian Prime Minister voice?
Yeah, that was...
Here's something I bet you didn't know before the weekend began. I'm about to go.
Is that the Canadian Prime Minister? That was your Canadian accent?
No, I'm talking about a man that's saying that there's 80 species of aliens. That's what he sounds like to me. He sounds like that guy on that Ancient Aliens whose hair is crazy, and he's like,
We've already been contacted. It's high praise from the
alien race. I was going to say, that's Nick Cage.
Hey. Did you see my episode of Community this past week? It was great.
That was good.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, man. There's so much stuff. Okay.
I'm excited.
We have so many news stories, and I can't wait. I found one in the back pages that I was like, what's this page? All right, speaking of aliens, it was a close encounter, but with precisely what remains a mystery.
What?
An airline pilot has reported a near miss in which a rugby ball-shaped UFO passed within a few feet of his passenger jet while flying near London's Heathrow Airport. Captain told the aviation authorities who had investigated the incident that he was certain the object was going to crash into his aircraft and ducked as it headed straight toward them. The incident occurred while the A320 Airbus was cruising at 34,000 feet, around 20 miles west of the airport. The sighting occurred on July 13th in broad daylight, but a report of the UFO sighting has just been released. Pretty cool. Hey, there's so much news that we can... What time is it? Is it time to move on?
We can move on.
Oh, we don't have to, though. We still got time.
Yeah, we got plenty of time.
Oh, my gosh. Reports are saying that Apple will likely launch the new iPhone in May, and it will sport a larger screen. I don't know if that's going to happen.
I knew I should have waited.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, you know,
every year they say that Apple's going to put, like, the new iPhone's coming out earlier this year, and then it doesn't come out.
That's true.
I doubt that. Speaking of cell phones, on January 1st, 2013, Danielle Bruckman lost her phone. Soon after, pictures of an unidentified man with an amazing mustache started surfacing on her Apple Cloud account.
Have you seen these?
No.
Oh, man.
The pictures inspired Bruckman to start My Cloud Pal, a blog where she posts reenactment of his selfies over the course of a year, copying his body positions.
It's amazing.
And facial expressions to match her Cloud Pal's photos. She calls the project One Woman's Journey Through Another Man's Selfies. Bruckman thinks the unknown man may have bought the phone from someone who found it and never returned it.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this poor, he's none the wiser.
He has no clue, and it's hilarious because he really does have a crazy mustache, and so she has this amazing fake mustache that,
yeah. That's cool.
I love it.
All right, check this
out. Good photos.
It's pretty cold outside.
Yeah.
And we all know that you want your cup of coffee in the morning.
Of course, you got it.
Well, two things about that. Number one, you should not drink your coffee as soon as you wake up. Check this out. Research shows drinking a cup of coffee first thing in the morning blunts the energy-boosting effects of caffeine and may lead to increased tolerance of the stimulant. What's he doing?
He's just drinking coffee.
Did you just make the coffee, Stever?
Oh, man.
He just made it.
No.
Well, we get up earlier than most people. Yeah. Coffee blogger Ryoko Iwata.
Ah, yes.
Iwata.
I don't know. You want some? Oh, what? No, I'm sorry. Looked at some research by Stephen Miller, PhD, and says that the peak production of cortisol, which makes us feel awake and alert.
Yeah.
Cortisol coursing through your veins. Occurs between 8 and 9 a.m. under normal circumstances.
Great. We go to SOPA earlier.
We do
than
not
that.
Have normal circumstances.
Oh, okay. Normal circumstances. Yeah. Gotcha.
This means that at the time that many people are having their first cup of coffee on the way to work, their bodies are actually naturally caffeinating the most effectively. According to Iwata, the effects of caffeine consumption at times of peak cortisol levels actually diminish the effectiveness of the additional stimulant. So what you're saying is, or what this guy's saying is, if you're drinking coffee while your body is naturally waking you up, you're blunting the effectiveness of the coffee. Huh. And not only that, by consuming coffee when it is not needed, your body will build a faster tolerance to it, and the buzz you get will greatly diminish.
Wow.
That could be my problem. I found myself drinking 26 cups of coffee a day. And I get a little shaky, but not near as shaky as I used to.
Yeah.
And now I can't see through walls like I used to. But I can still walk through them. When's the best time to consume coffee? Iwata says that there are times throughout the day when cortisol levels have dropped. The first drop happens between 9:30 and 11:30 a.m. So what I'm thinking is, since me and you get up probably an hour to 2 hours before most people,
yeah,
we can bring that back a couple hours.
Okay, good.
That's my wishful thinking.
We usually rock our coffee at 7, right when SOPA yeah. opens.
And most people probably get up at like 6 to 7.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm thinking we're probably good.
My alarm goes off at 4:20. Ugh.
Woo! 4:20, Colorado!
Like 4:15.
Hey, and speaking of coffee, everybody. It's cold. It's darn cold out there. You know about it.
Yeah.
You felt it. Your skin's dry.
Yep.
So cold that a mug of hot tea or coffee just isn't doing it. You know what you need?
What?
You need a toasty mug.
Oh, no.
This is a new product, an invention.
Of course.
You can slot your hands into its enclosed handle, which wraps around the cup, and the handle is heated. So you get a heated cup.
Yeah.
No. I know you like your heated seats in a vehicle.
Oh, yeah. This is the same. Yeah. Subaru.
This is the same thing. You're out there saying, I don't want a heated coffee mug. Ooh, I need to turn this butt heat up on my seat. Woo! My honey is warm!
Those things throw me off, man. I'm not
they
into those.
They are weird.
Because
you're sitting there
freaky.
And you're like, why is it so hot? Why is it? Oh. Turn this down. Oh, my gosh. Wow. My butt was warm. Another thing, if you're a dude and you can't get up in the morning and you're in need of a morning kick and coffee isn't your thing, or maybe you've blunted its effectiveness by drinking it too much.
Which we just learned about.
A guy's come up with a caffeinated shaving cream to give you an energy boost.
Okay.
He worked together with a chemist to infuse caffeine into shaving cream, which is absorbed into the skin when in use. He has also stated that caffeine will help reduce redness and keep the skin feeling healthy. The energy boost also comes 5 minutes after the product is applied.
Yeah, but what if we don't shave? Do you shave every day?
We need caffeinated deodorant.
That's it!
That's what we need.
Let's go
That's
talk to a chemist!
No, because you're, check it out. Your armpits right here.
Yeah.
Your glands.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, I mean, you're sweating and that's why you stink and stuff. They're super close to the skin. They're very sensitive.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not going to get on it, but it's important to use deodorants that aren't slowly killing you. But anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Are you talking about aluminum? I thought that was antiperspirant that had like aluminum in it.
There's some kind of, you know what Dawn knows about it.
I know.
Many deodorants have chemicals that, and since your glands are so close to your body, like it can really have.
That's why you
got to
get the gel stuff that's like not aluminum. There's no aluminum in it.
I think it's like parabens or maybe that's, I don't know. Anyway, if we had a deodorant that had caffeine and you applied it right there on your armpit, it would probably like jack you up because your glands are right there and it would just absorb it.
Yeah, why would you want that?
Because it would wake you up so hard. You'd wake up and instead of reaching for your coffee mug or instead of reaching for your caffeinated shaving cream or even the light, you would just get your deodorant and go, oh my gosh. Whoa! Then you wake up and you would smell wonderful.
Yeah.
It would smell like a Timberlake Village.
You know what we'd call it?
What?
Bold Spice.
Bold Spice! Coming to a theater near you. And by theater, I mean store.
Is it time for birthdays?
Gosh, I hope so.
Oh! It is 6:47. It's time for birthdays.
Hey.
Old Spice. Good morning. Steven. Hey, man. Sorry, man.
Your selfie story inspired me.
Yes. Did you take one?
Actually, I'm thinking about starting a Stever series of social network selfies.
The Stever selfie series for social networks?
Oh, man. That's catchy.
That'd be fun.
That would be.
The special Stever selfie series.
I could do
series, like
the my view from, or, you know, yeah, view from where I am or whatever.
View from the cave.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
Stever.
I don't know if I could do duck lips.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Anybody can, Stever.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you got it.
Morning. It's the sixth day of 2014. Woo! Don't forget when you write your checks today.
Yeah.
To write 2014.
I'm going to forget.
Does anyone write checks?
No.
Yes?
There's 359 days remaining in the year. And someone's going to. So we know Steve-O won't. But someone will have a party.
Somebody going to have one.
I won't.
No. I just go to someone else's anyway.
Yeah, it's smart.
Steve, you should have a party.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
I'd go.
Because I see, but then you have to drive home after and it's like midnight.
We could play board games.
Everyone could crash.
Oh, yeah. That would be awesome.
Okay.
We did.
It's TV host Julie Chen from The Talk and Big Brother. It's her birthday today.
No!
34.
37.
44.
Okay. I don't know who that is.
Did you guys ever watch The Apprentice?
Nope.
Every once in a while in the boardroom, he brings in his executive vice president and senior counsel for the Trump Organization.
Okay.
So this guy appeared on The Apprentice. He's a businessman, TV personality, George Ross.
Okay.
Celebrating a birthday today.
63. I
58.
86. Oh,
you did not overshoot.
I did not.
You undershoot.
All right, you guys.
Wow. Like cray, y'all.
You guys know who Rowan Atkinson is?
Of course, Mr. Bean.
All right, well, it's his birthday today.
Yeah!
Oh, Bean.
He's also in The Lion King. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Diddly-diddy. Is that really him?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's Rowan Atkinson.
All right. It's his birthday.
Mr. Bean.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
He is 58.
No.
No?
He is 64.
He was 58 yesterday.
Ah!
Yeah.
He's British. He looks a lot older than he is.
Think? Is it the water with no fluoride in it?
Yeah. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Boomer Esiason. Thought I'd go different.
Sport.
Volleyball player, professional volleyball player. Gabrielle Reese.
Nice. Gabrielle Reese. Why don't
actually, I think
name?
Actress model as well. But
okay.
Oh.
That's why.
Sports. She is.
Sports.
31.
Mm-hmm. 28.
44.
Oh, okay.
Okay, more recently on this
Kiefer
show.
Kiefer Sutherland.
No. Also was in NYPD Blue, JAG, and some other shows back in the, 90s? 80s?
What is this song?
I thought it was 24.
This is from NYPD Blue, and it started as 24. 24 is the first theme I played.
I don't remember that show at all.
I remember the bald guy on it.
Was Jimmy Smits? That was NYPD Blue?
Yeah, he was on there.
That dude's awesome.
Yeah, and the guy who played the angel on City of Angels with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wait, isn't he in Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
I haven't seen him.
Which one?
The dude from... Oh, no. I'm thinking of the other angel.
Oh, right. Yes, he is. In, yeah, you, the other angel you're thinking of.
Cheap guy.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm talking about the angel that was
you're
in the hospital.
About Dennis Franz.
Yes, Dennis Franz.
I sure do wish
But anyway...
This guy...
Andrea Thompson.
Andrea Thompson!
Hey. Celebrating a birthday. How old is she?
She's pricelessly timeless.
38.
39.
55.
We don't know.
You don't, apparently. No.
No clue.
How old she is.
Good grief.
All right, let's see. Oh, we got some football music to play for you.
Ooh. What?
I gotta find it, though.
Boomer Esiason.
No, actually, we're
NCAA.
Boomer played college ball.
This is Notre Dame's fight song.
Joe Montana.
Fight.
Lou Rudy. Holtz. Oh. Lou Holtz.
Schultzkowski birthday. Happy birthday.
He's having fun doing that commentary.
Yeah.
Less stress.
Yeah.
It's Lou Holtz's birthday.
Incredible coach.
Okay. You go, and then I will.
89.
88.
77.
Steve, I looked up the coldest temperature in the United States, like the continental United States.
Today?
Yeah. Like a few minutes
right
ago?
Now. Minus 20.
Nope. No, it was negative 33 in Ely, Minnesota.
Yeah, it's warmer in Anchorage than it is in the Midwest right now.
That's crazy talk, mister.
Yep. All right, let's go on TV chef.
Oh.
Nigella Lawson.
Hey, Nigella.
Isn't that English lady?
All I can think about is Nutella right now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
36.
No. 48.
54.
Ugh.
All right, let's move on.
Bow.
We got kind of a late start, so we got to stay on task.
Stay on target.
Stay on target.
I specifically went to the CBS, the NFL on CBS because
Jim Nance.
It's an AFC former NFL player.
Is it Boomer Esiason's birthday?
No, it's not.
Okay, but I was going to freak out.
But he is on one of the teams that have commentary. Former Oakland Raider.
Rich Gannon.
Actor.
Nope.
Nick Cannon.
Oh, Howie?
Howie Long.
That's
Howie
Fox. Long. Howie's on Fox.
Yeah, but he played for the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, but, okay. Oh, AFC. You got AFC specifically. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. I'm like, that's CBS.
I don't know what you two are talking about.
Howie Long, he was the bad guy in Broken Arrow.
Well, he was the bad guy muscle.
Okay, yeah. I never really saw that movie, thankfully.
Travolta was the bad guy.
Man, that was dramatic.
Okay. So Howie Long, sportscaster, former pro NFL player. Is he in the hall yet?
He should be.
I don't know.
I thought he was.
Howie Long celebrating a birthday.
Howie Long, he's on the Fox team.
Fox team.
He's got like the buzz cut. Zzz. Looks like he'd be a military guy. He's got glasses.
Still looks like he could go out there and hit people.
I know who you're talking
it's
about.
Howie Long.
Okay. That's funny.
Yeah. He does look like he could. I'm going to say 53.
Okay. 48.
He was 53 yesterday.
Oh, 54.
You did it again.
He did it again. I'm so happy to have this sheet of paper back in my life.
Yeah.
Don't know what you got.
I think you do good with a sheet of paper. Very well done.
Don't know what you got.
The wife of Sting.
Okay, I was going to say, it's already been Sting's birthday, I thought.
Trudy Styler.
Trudy Styler.
I didn't play the other song because that's a sick song for relationships.
Which one is it?
Every breath you take. Stalking song. Take,
I'll be stalking you.
Yeah.
Every move you make.
Sting's wife, Trudy Styler.
Oh, man. That dude's voice. 64.
61.
60.
Ah!
All right, we are to dates.
Ah.
On this date, in what year, according to tradition,
space dinosaurs,
Joan of Arc was born in Domremy, France.
Oh my gosh.
Man, come on, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Joan of Arc.
They went back in time to get Joan of Arc. And she...
Gosh, it was so long ago. I'll never forget it.
1473.
1360.
1412.
1412.
You're in the right century. I'm kind of impressed.
Okay, good.
All right, let's move on. It was in the
town of Gray. Jonah Cash. The year
was 83. 1983.
Yep. All right, so.
1883.
On this date in history, New Mexico became the 47th state.
We know this.
We heard this the
other day. 1817 was Mississippi, remember? Yes. And there was a band.
Okay, and that was 20th.
Wait,
is it 1912?
Yeah, because we just celebrated the...
1912.
I'm going to say 1913.
It was 1912.
Yes! Yeah! Nicely done. Yes!
Do you know Johnny Cash sang a song about New Mexico?
I did not!
Yeah, there you go. Kind of nice.
What's it say?
Well, listen. Then I'll furnish you no horses,
from the hills of Mexico.
That's Mexico.
That's regular Mexico.
That's regular. This is newer Mexico. We still smell newer. It got that new Mexico car smell.
That new state smell. When all the world Colorado got a real new state smell. Everything
was gay. This song.
Okay.
Wow. Johnny Cash. I didn't know he was like that. No tolerance.
Happy.
Happy.
See, New Mexico. All right, let's move on. On this date in history, a Pan American Airways plan arrived in New York. Plane.
Sorry.
To complete the first around-the-world trip by a commercial aircraft.
Oh. Some exotic booze. There's a bar in far Bombay. All right. Fly with me.
Let's fly away. 1942. Wow.
Snap.
The war was still going.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
All right, so before we get to what today is, there's some things going on this month that are, there's a lot of things I left out, but a lot of these connected to our friends over at Sopos and Parchments.
Okay.
So I thought I'd kind of let you know. Be a good opportunity this month to head over there.
Okay.
It's Coffee Gourmet International Month.
Okay.
National Hot Tea Month. Oatmeal Month. Slow Cooking Month.
Okay.
National Soup Month.
Hey, give me the soup.
Be Kind to Food Servers Month. And the most important part, National Thank You Month.
Yeah. Aww. Thank you, Stever.
Thank you, Sopos.
Thank you, Soap.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you.
All right,
you.
Now today, yep. Actually this week is Home Office Safety and Security Week.
Huh.
It's National Lose Weight, Feel Great Week.
Yeah. That's perfect, because Teo's starting CrossFit today.
Oh.
He's going to lose a lot of weight and puke.
It's going to be rough.
Have fun with that.
Yeah. I won't.
I'll be at home.
Today is Bean Day.
Bean Day?
Yeah.
And it's Mr. Bean's birthday.
That's right.
That's crazy.
It's Apple Tree Day. And this one's perfect for the webcam. You guys look into the webcam. It's Cuddle Up Day.
Oh, cuddle.
That is all.
We cuddled.
We did. That's how we do. We're men. We do what we want.
We're just cuddly men. We cuddle with other men. It's fine. It's a man thing.
We got to take a quick break. Coming back, we got some thrice. We also got sheets of paper that tells us. We
they
have a topic.
It.
We've got a question of the day.
So much stuff.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Join us, will you?
Join us.
It's the Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static Radio. It's a celebration. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Welcome to the show. Happy Monday.
Happy New Year.
Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700, if you want to call your favorite DJs and
say... Should we do a Mad Lib?
Hey, we got like 8 minutes.
Let's do one.
We're going to do one,
hey,
hopefully.
We're going to do a Mad Lib. Let me see.
Well, it's 7:22. We got 8 minutes.
For what?
Till Mad Lib Monday.
Okay.
Mad Lib Monday's at 7:30.
I'm going to post one.
Every Monday.
We're going to do a Monday...
This is how we decide things.
Mad Lib.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. We missed you guys. We're glad the phone lines are back. We're glad that humans are back. Because that whole not interaction with humans was just making me crazy.
Not me. I loved it.
Static.
Hey, is this Steve-O?
Yes.
Hey, shout out to you guys in the morning.
Shout out.
Who's this?
My name's Dave.
Hi, Dave.
My girlfriend likes your radio station, and we're driving up. Do you know Leah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know...
Hey, my name's Mateo. I'm the other guy in this equation.
Hey, how's it?
Hi, Mateo.
Hey, Leah. Hey, Dave.
It's amazing.
Dave and Leah.
So, Dave and Leah.
Yes, Dave and Leah.
Where are you guys going?
We're going to Range Cafe for a kitchen sink omelet.
Oh, but you're not. I thought you guys were like traveling.
We thought
like
you guys were
somewhere
out.
Exotic.
Yeah.
No, I took the day off of work.
Oh.
Where do you work, Dave?
I work for the government.
Oh, wait. Are you a spy?
No, not yet.
Okay, good.
Even
well,
if
keep
you
working
was,
on
he
it.
Couldn't tell us.
Yeah, working on it, yeah.
Yeah, right. Keep working on
Dave
it.
Dave the Spy. All right. Yeah. Well, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Dave.
Nice to meet you guys, too. All have right. a good one.
You too.
Bye, Leah.
Bye, Leah.
Bye.
Yes!
I love it when people call to tell you, hey.
Hey, you know what?
What?
We're going to have some house guests tonight, and they didn't even call me, so don't give me that.
Yeah, I know. That was kind of like...
That was hilarious.
Shouldn't you call Steve? This
isn't
my house,
too.
It's not my house.
Whatever.
Well, but
I'm
then
excited.
I was like, I'm sorry, man. This is not my house.
The whole dog.
Yeah. Well, he's like, no, I get it. I totally get it. We're not trying to impose.
No.
We're trying to get Mr. Tim Skipper to come into studio tomorrow morning.
Yeah, because they're driving through town for some reason.
He's driving across the country with a buddy who's moving.
Somewhere.
And I can't remember his buddy's name. And he told
or where he's moving.
Times. He's
like,
moving to, like,
any...
Seattle. Like they're going.
Oh, they're going far.
Yeah, they're going.
Why are they coming through here?
I think they wanted to avoid
be...
the...
Oh, okay.
They wanted to avoid all the snow
weed?
And stuff. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, no. Not that part of it. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, he told me, he was like, yeah, so we're going to try to stick south and then go up along.
Okay.
Like, where it's warmer. So I guess Arizona.
I guess that's
Nevada.
Smart.
Yeah, because Colorado is probably like a frigid icicle right
now. Yeah.
But not as much as the eastern side of the country. It's crazy right now.
It is weird. I feel like it's warmer in Colorado because everybody's blazing it.
Hey, marijuana
this is
joke.
We're making light of it, and it's
marijuana.
Not making light of it.
Oh,
I didn't
gosh.
Even mean to do that.
This man over here, he loves his marijuana jokes.
It is a new year, and with the new year comes new laws. And, man, it's unbelievable the things that are happening in our nation.
There's
right
a ton
now.
Of new laws.
Yeah, I found this list. If you're a pale 17-year-old in Illinois.
Oh, is that gingers?
The next visit to the tanning booth is going to make you a fugitive.
What does that mean?
New state law took effect last week. Now anyone under 18 is banned from using tanning salons in Illinois. Yeah, new measure is one of an estimated 40,000 new laws, regulations, resolutions approved. That took effect January 1st. Here's some of the crazier ones. Arkansas voters must now show a photo ID at polling places. That's okay.
I'm twerking.
While Virginia voters for the first time will be able to register online. That's not that weird.
No.
In Colorado, 16-year-olds will be able to pre-register to vote, but have to still wait till they're 18 to actually vote?
Well... We know some people that might like to take care of that. Like, I'm sure Matthew from Albuquerque, he would love that.
Yeah,
option.
That's true.
He'd be like, I already registered.
Very
when?
Assertive.
4 years ago.
4 years ago. I've been waiting.
Been
waiting for my...
Every day.
Yeah, but like, when you're 16, you're fickle and your choices, you know, it's like, I'm a Democrat because I watch this news special that tells me, no, I'm a Republican because Fox News said... That's what happens with 16. That's why you should just wait till you're 18. And then
I remember being in fourth grade, and it was when George Bush Sr. ran against Clinton, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's when that was. And I remember us having like a little class election.
Uh-uh.
Yes, fourth graders. And now I look back on that thinking, probably shouldn't have been doing that to fourth graders, right?
So did the class elect a president?
Yeah, I can't remember who won.
Oh. Yeah.
The other thing I remember about fourth grade is that I loved Zach Morris and I wanted to be just like him. So I tried to get a million girlfriends, and I even brought a fake cell phone to school.
No, you didn't!
Yeah, I did. I tried to convince people it was real, and they were like, that's not real. You bought that at Kmart. And I was like, dang it! No, it is real.
It is real, but would you like some bubble gum that
would you like some
comes with?
Would you like to go out on a date during recess? What does that mean? I will push you in the swing. For a kiss. No.
Oh, man. Laws of 2014. California students must be allowed to play school sports and use school bathrooms consistent with their gender identity, regardless of their birth identity. New law in California.
Oh.
So, in other words...
Oh!
Here's the interesting thing, though. It's if you feel like a female today, you can use the girls' bathroom. Tomorrow, you may feel like a dude.
Dude, feel like a lady!
Use the boys' room. Surely nothing will ever come from this high school law.
This is
I'm
what
sure
I think.
It's totally going to be normal.
This is what I think about this bathroom option.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Ally McBeal came out and they had the shared restroom?
No.
Okay, Ally McBeal, that TV show.
Yeah, I remember.
In the show, there was a shared restroom. It was a big thing. Like when the show came out, they were like, "Oh my gosh, they have one restroom and boys and girls use it." Number one, that would be kind of embarrassing during certain parts of during
journey.
Pooping. It would be gross. But anyway, I just want to throw it out there. Say pooping on the radio. Hey, who's talking about poop? That guy is.
Yeah.
The one from the South.
Yeah,
that's all he talks about.
Yep.
Colorado and poop. Anyway, when you get older and you're touring or whatever, or you're just an adult, I really don't see the purpose in the boy and girl bathroom anymore.
What?
I don't. Because think about it. You stand in line at a gas station for the men's bathroom.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. I thought you meant like
open...
co-ed bathroom.
No.
Let's just have a co-ed
no,
bathroom.
No, I'm saying bathrooms should be gender neutral.
Okay. That,
there should be two, and they should be gender
and
neutral.
And with one stall and it locks. Yeah, but in high school, they've got like a row. You know what I mean?
This is like high school and kid, that's different.
Yeah.
Because that can just lead to all sorts of trouble.
Yeah, no, this is all students. This is for high schools. This is for kids.
That's going to get so confusing.
School bathrooms.
You're just going to have teachers standing outside going, did you do? I don't know. I don't know what this new law.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting for sports as well because all can play school sports according to their gender identity regardless of birth identity.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you ever see Little Giants? Wasn't that girl in there? Her name was Icebox.
She was on like the boys'
vault. She played football.
What? Oh.
She was awesome.
Yeah, but so does that mean a dude could decide that he wants to play volleyball?
Dudes do play volleyball, man.
But I mean on the girls' volleyball team?
Maybe I want to be that dude.
According to this California...
Well, look, here's...
What is happening?
It's the ingenious plan of a desperate man. Because he's like, maybe if I pretend like I want to be a girl today, then I'll get on the volleyball team with Sarah. And I can finally ask her out. Not realizing that the whole time Sarah's going to think something else about him. And she's not going to want to go out with him.
It is crazy. Oh, man.
There's tons of new
laws. California.
That's Cali. Sweet Cali!
In Oregon, new mothers are now going to be able to take their placentas home from the hospital. There was
Good.
A law that banned that before.
No.
We actually took ours home because we were like, we're going to plant a tree and it's going to be a life tree. And
a placenta tree?
Yeah.
Would it grow a tree?
Well, I guess, no, you don't. No, dummy.
That's crazy. Yeah, I'm the dummy. You took your placenta home from the hospital. I'm the dummy. We're going to have a life tree. I'm the dummy. How's your life tree going?
You plant a tree and then put the placenta with the roots and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the nutrients in it, it helps it grow healthy. You don't plant the placenta and then hope a tree or something springs up, because I'm sure something would spring up and it would be not cool.
Yeah.
I saw that movie. It was that Odd Life of Timothy Green. That's how he was born, right?
I don't know.
Oh, is that Disney movie? No.
Still surprised you took your placenta home from the hospital.
Well, it wasn't mine. It was Chrissy's.
You wanted to keep it, though, didn't you? You were the main one saying, let's keep that thing.
You know what? Go talk to the Bellevilles, our friends Joey and Heidi.
They have trees.
Well, they have life trees or whatever you call them in the backyard.
I get it.
So they have two trees, and it's like, that's Maggie's tree, and that's Jules' tree.
It came from her placenta.
So now it's legal in Oregon.
Do the nutrients and stuff actually, they help the plant grow and all that stuff? What's he saying? What's Paul saying?
Oh, Paul and Houston says the joke's on me.
Oh, Paul, you are... Sorry, inside joke.
In Illinois, school districts can install cameras on school buses to photograph drivers who pass them when buses are stopped.
Ooh.
It's a new law. That's a good one.
Man. Well, most buses already have cameras, right? Like in the back. Or
yeah, but this is, you know
this
how
is
like
pointing
the,
out the window.
Boop,
yeah.
The stop sign, and then all of a sudden cars are like, I don't care. I'm across the street. I'm going to keep going.
Most confusing thing is like, and this is probably more so in rural areas. So maybe out here, but definitely Mississippi.
Yeah.
Is when a bus stops and there's like a house.
A median?
No. Yeah. Oh. Or a median. Or it's like on the interstate. Because sometimes, not the interstate, but like on bigger highways.
I got you.
There's like a house like right there. And this is the country. So
right.
There's definitely somebody living there. And so the bus stops and then you're in the opposite side of the road. But there's
stop.
A median.
I always
and you're
stop.
Like,
it says stop.
You're like 60 feet away from the bus.
Right.
No, but yeah, I stop too.
I just get nervous because I'm like, ah!
Yeah,
I
stopped to err on the side of caution.
Yeah, my bus lady, she was terrifying when I was a little kid. So I was like, stop! No. Yeah.
That's the problem
I could just
nowadays.
See her getting out of the bus and running after
we
me.
We eliminated all the creepy bus people.
Right.
Because it was like, oh, these people are they might be dangerous. And now there's fights on buses and stuff and all that because you don't have any creepy bus people.
Right.
Anymore.
No, I had a creepy bus lady. She was terrifying. I think her name was Tracy. And it was Miss Tracy. And she would like yell and scream and you would just sit your butt down.
Hey!
Yes. Ah! Oh, man. And so it was like our bus was just totally cool and normal. And guess what? There were no crazy fights. Nobody got hurt on the bus.
It's because we've gotten rid of authority.
We were terrified
of the
bus lady.
Out the window.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know? Yep. Anyways.
Guys, kids aren't people, okay? They're not people. They don't need freedom. That's all I'm saying. Little kids don't need freedom.
They're not people.
They're not people yet. You don't become amazing. A person until you hit puberty and have just a string of awkward moments for the next 20 years. That's when you're a person. Everybody knows this.
FYI, have you noticed what time it is?
No.
Oh, man. Are you ready for your favorite segment of the week?
Yes.
All right.
It's just another Mad Lib Monday.
Protest.
I believe in you.
I'm protesting by not singing.
You realize you're the one that brought it up.
I know.
I completely forgot.
Shot myself in the foot.
You really did and said, hey, you know what? Mad Lib. And I'm like, oh, Mad Lib!
It was one of those ideas that I shouldn't have said out loud. I thought about it and it was like, wait, are we doing that?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, man.
You said it and so now it's time. 505. 338-3700.
Let's see if we got any words on the Facebook.
Speaking of school, let's do a classroom style.
Hey, I was just kidding about kids not being people, but I was not kidding about them needing rights. They don't need those.
They need authority figures.
They need authority.
I was terrified of
they need
school bus
rights.
Lady.
Children need rights. That's why we have the Kids' Choice Awards. I get it.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. It's Mad Lib Monday, and we've been debating this, when to bring it back for a while.
We just brought it back, y'all.
Decided maybe we'll bring it back.
Back from the dead. Brand new year.
Okay. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you guys need?
I need an adjective. Well, I need an adjective. That's what I needed.
Sorry, I was yawning.
Screaming.
Okay, sparkly.
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 Thank you.
That's a good one.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Static.
What do you guys need? Math Monday.
Noun.
Burger.
Burger. Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks for the call.
I love you guys.
Love you.
Love you, too.
We love you more than you love us.
Wow. 505-338-3700. Do we have a ton on Facebook?
Yes, we do.
Okay. I need
a... In fact...
Noun?
We have a bunch from our very own Michelle Bransford.
No!
So I'll skip those.
Okay, good.
TJ says cat poop.
Okay.
That'll work. Whammy!
What is...
Whammy.
Is that a noun?
Ooh, egregious.
You gotta tell me what these are.
That's
a noun.
That's an adjective.
An adjective?
Okay, coconuts.
Okay.
For a noun. Crystal says phalanges for a part of the body.
I don't need a part of the body.
Do you need a noun?
I do.
Rubik's cube.
Static.
Hey, what you need?
I need a plural noun.
Ooh, balloons.
Balloons.
Balloons?
Yeah.
Balloons?
Thank
balloons.
You.
Can you say balloon like you're from the South?
Balloons?
No, it's not balloon.
What is it?
Balloon.
I
don't know.
Balloon.
Balloons.
Balloon.
You got flying up and balloon.
B-L-O-O-N-S.
I was out here in October, and it's about 150,000 balloons up there.
I'm sorry. I'm from the Southwest.
All good. It's okay.
You need to try.
No need to apologize for being educated. It's okay.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Bye.
Thanks.
Educated.
I need a plural noun.
We're in New Mexico. You realize that, right?
I know. I know.
Plural noun, turtles from Shiro. Shiro. I don't know.
Okay.
What else you need?
I need a verb.
Egregious. Is it egregious?
Is that a verb?
Egregious. Egregious.
Egregious.
Egregious. It's an
You
adjective.
Made an egregious error. I don't need any more adjectives.
Okay. What do you need? A verb?
Love
is a verb.
Yeah, I need a verb.
Love.
Okay. Static.
Hi, guys. It's RJ.
Hey, RJ.
RJ,
did you have a good Christmas?
Yes, I did.
What'd you get?
I didn't get a Wii U, but I did get a game for the Wii.
You got a game for the Wii, but not a Wii U.
Yes.
What did you give somebody?
Bookmark.
You gave somebody a bookmark?
That's pretty amazing. Last night, I was searching desperately because I started reading a new book, and I couldn't find a bookmark, and I had to use my movie ticket from The Hobbit this last week, and I was like, this will work.
I just always find a random piece of, like, trash.
Yeah, me too.
Trash is my bookmark.
Yep.
Or I memorize the page.
I usually have to lick the chocolate off the wrapper first, and then I'll use it, but...
All right, RJ.
I need a plural noun.
Okay. Monkey pills.
Monkey toes.
Monkey toes. Okay.
Have a happy new year, RJ.
You too.
Bye.
Do you still say happy new year? It's the 6th.
It's the brand new year.
Okay.
When it's March, I'll quit saying it.
I need a plural noun.
Let me see. Dude, we got coconuts.
Yep.
Do you like the way I'm saying that? Coconuts.
Is glass box of emotion a noun?
Yes, it is, but you would need to make it glass boxes of emotion.
Of emotions?
For plural.
I'm going to use that for just a regular
noun. Do you want the emotions to be plural, or do you want the boxes to be plural?
Gosh. Static!
I love you.
Hey! I love you!
Wooly.
How you guys doing?
Good, man. How was your Christmas?
Oh, you know what? It was awesome. I got to go down to El Paso and see a family, and everybody's good. Everybody's in good health. Couldn't ask for more.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Did you get that Wii U you wanted?
No. But I got a new tie, and I'm wearing it.
Nice.
Maybe you got a bookmark.
You know what? I actually went to see a movie the other day, and I used the bookmark.
Yeah.
The movie ticket as a bookmark.
There Boom. You go.
That's how you do. That's the way to roll.
You know what movie I went to go see?
Hobbit.
It was that one too. Okay. But prior to it, it was right before the holidays. Black Nativity.
How did that go?
Did y'all hear about it?
No.
Y'all know it was out?
I saw like a poster for
it. Is Madea in it?
I wanted her to be. She should have been. Forrest Whitaker, though, so close. It was really good. It was nice. I enjoyed it. Nicusta. Anywho, I understand y'all need a little bit of help this morning with the Mad Lib.
I need a plural noun.
Plural noun, you said?
Plural noun.
All right. Let's go with Teletubbies. I think that's...
All right.
I think that's seemingly appropriate for the new year.
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah. Man, this is fantastic. Thanks, Wooly.
Thanks.
Hey, love you both. Have a good day.
Love you, too.
Love you.
Wooly. He said love you both the first time.
Love you.
You don't need
love you
that adoration.
Love you.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
What do you need?
I need a noun.
What about a universe?
Wait, what?
Universe.
Okay. Universe.
Universe.
Blammy! Static!
Good morning. Couple of things. Did you see the Madea Christmas?
I didn't. I've actually never seen a Madea
movie. Was it funny?
Oh my goodness, it was so stinking awesome. I loved it. And Larry the Cable Guy was on there with her.
Oh man, you are not selling this movie to me.
It was totally awesome. I love Madea. She's so good. And the message, oh yeah, she went up there and she totally told everybody, yeah, you can't take Jesus out of Christmas. Oh, it was awesome. And then she's like in the classroom and then she goes, yeah, so in the book of Deuteronomy, it was so stinking awesome.
Thank you for it. Now I don't even have to see it. Thank you so much.
I know, that makes me happy.
Oh, well, there's so much more to it. You know, Madea. And then secondly, can you imagine like the Bible, a cowboy version of the Bible? That would be so awesome.
Where did that come from?
You know, like if you're, because I just thought about it the other day, and I was like, wow, you know, can you imagine like Babylon? We're like, yeah, there are some crazed, you know, people up there, and they just lost their ever-loving minds, you know?
No!
Yes. Or, you know, Jesus, he came floating up on the river over there, and there was some crazed fool over there, and then all of a sudden, you know, he cast that thing at some pig.
No!
This is real life.
This is happening to me. Now, would Jesus be played by Clint Eastwood or John Wayne?
Obviously Sam Elliott.
Oh, you know, I would have to go with John Wayne.
Sam Elliott?
Man, Sam Elliott's a cool cat.
Yeah, Sam Elliott, he is, but you know
Maybe
what,
Moses.
John Wayne.
Maybe Sam Elliott be more Moses.
Mm. Yeah, he would be Moses. You know, you got to have somebody just losing their ever-loving mind.
Ever-loving?
Beating some rocks saying, water, you know.
Hey, what's your occupation?
And that's the other thing. I'm a substitute teacher.
There you go. So you're not a cowboy or a cowgirl?
I do. I have horses. I'm a cowgirl.
Oh.
I rehabilitate thoroughbreds, and what I do is, you know, it's amazing how God uses the horse with children. You know, the horse, they're nonverbal communicators, first of all.
Right.
And they show a love that is just incredible. Absolutely incredible. I mean, I've never seen anything like it on this earth. No dog can do it, no cat, nothing. And that horse, you know, I've seen a horse actually hug a child with its neck. And that child just wrapped its arms around that horse's neck and cried. You know, I've just never seen anything like it. It's amazing what that horse can do.
How do you feel about snakes?
I tend not to get around them.
I hate snakes.
Hey, Doc!
I saw a snake hug a person one time, and it killed the person. And so I don't trust.
It was
a movie
one of
called,
them kisses that you just didn't want, right?
It was called Anaconda, starring J-Lo, and this crazy snake.
Ice Cube, John Boyd.
It could just kill everything.
Cinematic.
It was huge.
Well, I'd much rather have a snake than a centipede up my pants. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. That's crazy
talk.
Oh,
Lord.
What's happening out there?
I don't want no centipede
there?
Up in there.
What are you doing on the ranch?
No,
you're
no.
Hugging horses and centipedes are killing people.
Can I get an adverb, please?
You know, one time them red hot, you know, the red and black ants?
Yeah.
The darn thing crawled up my pants. I'm like, why are you crawling up my pants?
Those are called cow ants.
All the horrible! It bit the living tar out of me.
Living tar. Ever-loving tar.
It did, and all that hurts so bad.
How many tars you got on your car?
Oh, man, can I?
I've got four tars. Angie?
Okay, I need
an
adverb.
So badly.
You need an adverb. Yeah. Let's see.
Nobody knows what an adverb is. Okay.
No, I know what an adverb is. I'm just trying to think of something. And I'm looking around me. How about profusious?
Yeah, that'll work. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
All right, put quickly in the blank.
No, I'm putting Confucius.
That's not it. That's
a person. I don't care. Static.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, first of all,
you got any horse stories?
I do. First of all, have you heard of the Pigeon Bible?
No.
The Pigeon? Look it up. You'll love it.
Is it
the
really?
Real translation.
Is it really? Cool.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Look it up, Mateo.
No.
Trust me.
I'm not.
It'll be worth it.
Okay, I'll look it up. Hang on.
Okay.
Can I have a verb, please?
A verb?
Pigeon quick. Bible. Internet.
What?
Quick.
All right, let's see.
Quick, look up the Pigeon Bible.
I'm looking it up. Slow down. Wait, is this the Hawaiian Bible?
Yes,
okay.
It is.
Okay.
Because I looked up pigeon like the bird.
Oh, like the bird.
Oh, no.
Steve-O,
have you heard of this?
That is the Hawaiian Bible. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I have, actually.
We read from the Pigeon Bible one of our life groups and didn't get anything done because we couldn't.
The boss above, he take care of me.
Wait. I need a verb.
I said quick.
Quick isn't,
isn't that a verb?
Quick
no,
is like
oh.
the,
that's an adjective.
That's
buddy.
An adjective. And if you said quickly, right. That'd be the adverb because you're
unless
quickly running.
He was talking about the quick, like
the quickening.
You cut to the quick, but that's a noun. That's still not an adjective.
Well, what's a verb?
Or a verb.
You know, an action word.
Action word.
Oh, like. Swing?
Yes! Perfect! Swing!
Do it.
Now I will read to you a selection from the Pigeon Bible.
Oh, man.
The boss above, he take care of me. Do you like the sheep? Farmer take care of the sheeps. He gonna give me everything I need.
Yep.
He let me lie down where we at the sweet and soft grass stay. He leave me by the water where I can rest. He give me a new kind of life. He leave me in the road that stay right. Cause I is God. That was it.
Thanks. Amen, brother.
All right. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Yeah.
Bye.
It's the Jar Jar Binks Bible, man.
Yeah. It's that is a Hawaiian language, and you will respect it.
Static.
Can I give you a noun?
Absolutely.
Yes, actually, that's all I need, and then I can end this misery.
Mm. Chocolate covered squirrel.
Yeah. Chocolate covered squirrel. I ate your chocolate covered squirrel. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Hey, sorry for your loss.
That's okay.
Love you, Teach.
Love you, too.
Hey, this is what's going to happen from now on. If we do Mad Lib Monday, it's going to go crazy directions.
Yeah. And how do I spell it? Confucius?
That's the most fun I've ever had. That's not an adverb.
I don't care.
Just write
Confuciously.
Quickly.
No, Confuciously.
There you go.
And everything get okay. Okay. This is perfect.
All right, I'll read it.
This is about a group of school kids
who
go on a field trip to the observatory.
Can we get some space
and
music?
And scene.
Our class went on a field trip to a sparkly observatory. It was located on top of a burger, and it sounded like a giant cat poop with a slit down its cocoa nuts. We went inside and looked through a Rubik's Cube and were able to see balloons in the sky that were millions of turtles away. The men and women who love in the observatory are called monkey toes, and they get kicked out because you're not supposed to do that in public places. And they are always watching for comets, eclipses, and shooting Teletubbies. An eclipse occurs when a glass box of emotion, it should be case. No, glass, yeah, I don't know, comes from the Earth and the universe, and everything gets Confuciously. Next week, we plan to swing the Museum of Modern Chocolate-Covered Squirrels. And that, my friends, is the story of the observatory and the people who loved within and got in trouble. Chocolate-Covered Squirrel.
Oh, that's Mad Lib Monday for you. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back. More of this here show.
We're going to talk about horse medicine, horse hugs, living on the ranch, and Madea movies. Keep it locked here on Static Radio.
See you on some morning party.
Right now.
Traffic.
It's traffic.
Will you close that magazine and do some traffic?
I just discovered a magazine called Relevant Magazine with an interview with J-Law. And I don't feel like any responsibilities are more important than me reading this magazine. And I would appreciate it if you would let me get to what I need to do.
Man.
Do I need to do... I'll do traffic. Do traffic, and then I'm going to go right back to my magazine. We have a stalled vehicle, I-40 East at 4th Street, exit 159A. It is getting very, very congested around that. So if you're heading east on 40 before you get to 25, it's going to be a little slow going.
It's red.
Yeah, it's red. Is this Unser? This is Unser.
Yeah.
Along Unser, it looks like traffic is pretty congested. But then the big deal is we have a big accident at Paseo del Norte West at Jefferson.
To go along with the construction.
Yes, to go along. So somebody hasn't been paying attention.
Yeah.
But no, it is a serious accident. It looks like it's traffic is completely backed up along Paseo. All the way back to Coors.
Yeah, or Unser.
Or Unser, whichever. That's going to be a big headache on your morning commute. So
yeah,
if you are heading east on Paseo,
I-40, basically the two ways to get across.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry, friend. You might want to try to find an alternate route.
Just take some time.
Yeah,
take some time. You're in the middle of the ride.
Everything. It'll be all right.
Everything will be all right.
Anyway, that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. Woo! It is Team Awesome Morning Party.
Oh my gosh, Jennifer Lawrence. I'm reading this magazine. It's a feature in this Relevant magazine.
Yeah.
That is very relevant to me. They couldn't have hit the nail on the head any more than they did with the title of the magazine. And this interview in it this month, Relevant. It only would have been better if it would have said Relevant to Mateo Magazine.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Speaking of Relevant to Mateo Magazine, it is a new year. People start doing crazy new things in the new year. They want to read the Bible more. They want to get in shape. They want to eat better.
They want to marry another woman.
They want to marry J-Law.
Hey, is polygamy legal in Utah yet?
Oh, Utah, I don't know. You live in New Mexico.
Hey, you sure? Nah, Utah. You're welcome. I got another one. Kentucky shirt in. Dave made that up.
We've been playing this new game called Quiz Up that's really teaching me a lot about the different states and capitals.
Yes, and I am terrible.
What's the capital of Kentucky?
Frankfort.
Yes!
I got reminded of that because I missed it
when
I played you.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. You're I got not, it wrong the first time and then the second time.
You're not even playing it.
No, I'm not. Because I became a crackhead in about 8 hours playing this game, QuizUp, and so I have banned it from my phone.
I have a
deleted,
buddy.
Deleted, gone.
Our original drummer, Trey.
Maybe not deleted.
Playing him on QuizUp, and I cannot beat him. Every game, he's beat me.
Really?
Yep, every game.
I'm going to challenge him. He's going to be like, who's this random
He's
fool?
Good, man.
All right.
He's and I remember now, like after playing, I was like, oh, man, why did I Trey is super smart. Like, I remember
so
him.
So if I challenge him in, like, science fiction?
Well, he's a teacher, too, so it's good that he's smart.
Oh, okay.
He's super smart.
That's
know?
Good.
And then another buddy of mine named Ben, and I almost beat Ben, but I lost by 1 point. And he wrote, ouch, 1 point. And I'm like, dang it, Ben! It's so much fun. It's a fun game.
See, in the new year, we're trying to grow our smarts.
Grow our smarts back.
We're working out our brains.
Trying to grow my
quiz
smart.
Up game.
Yeah, and
you are going to be working out for realsies. Yeah. We got an email from our dear friend Bawa Taba, who's been talking to me about CrossFit for like 2 years.
Years.
And
he introduced it to you back when you were old man and Steve.
Yeah, and a friend of ours, Nick, he owns a CrossFit gym here in Albuquerque, and he was like, come on, guys!
Let me tell you the conversation.
And I was like, no!
This was my text conversation with Nick yesterday. Hey, right. Man, still cool for me to come tomorrow?
Yeah, dude. Prepare to be destroyed.
And I was like, cool. Do I need to bring anything? He's like, exercise clothes and be prepared to sweat and be destroyed. And I was like, thanks, man. It's going to be fun, right? And he was like, ha, 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 ha. Mitch's, he's a Marine.
Mitch's husband, Kelly, does this at this gym.
He does.
And he was telling you about it last week, like, yeah, man, I threw up like crazy.
Because
we had to, like, run a mile.
Well,
and then we got, like, 75 pounds. We had to dry lift this, blah, 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 blah.
But he also ate, like, right before he went. And that's not good.
He was explaining, like, all the things he had to do. And originally, I was planning on going and at least, like, watching. Mm-hmm. And, like, seeing if it was something I would be interested in. And just by Kelly talking about it, I was like, cool, I'm out.
No, you gotta go.
I do not even want to go.
Why not?
What do you mean, why? It's gonna waste an hour of my life to just sit there and watch you.
You could probably film me throwing up.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that to my friends. Because I remember what that was like when I had to film for television and we were working out. And I did because I overexerted myself. So you are doing something new in the new year. You're gonna do CrossFit.
Oh, man.
Like a crazy man. I feel like I need to come up with a New Year's resolution. Everybody's doing all these new things. I don't want to eat better because I already have a wife who makes us eat healthy.
Ah. And when Dawn's here,
it's
super healthy.
My New Year's resolution was to get a pet.
We got Panda.
We got Panda.
Woo!
She loves me. She sleeps over on my side of the couch.
I think Panda just discovered, like, undercover stuff because she... I think she just discovered under the cover. Because she jumped on the bed last night. I'm going to bed. I'm like, good night, Panda. And then she burrowed under the blanket. She went,
yeah.
And but then she started attacking my leg. I was like, no! No, get out of there! Because I started getting scared. I was like, what if she crawls under there while I'm asleep and attacks me? And I don't know she's there and I'm sleeping. And then I hear something and I wake up and I look. And then she goes, bah! Out of the covers. I won't be able to go back to sleep. Because then all I'll think about is scary movies.
Well, we have a two-story home, and the stairs kind of come down like in this weird, I don't know, N shape. And so we have this island.
You last
and I'm
night.
Coming down the stairs, and it's dark, and all of a sudden I just get, boom, pawed in the arm.
Smash!
She's crazy, like right by my face. I seriously thought I was going to wake the kids with my screams.
He went, oh my gosh!
Panda! Stop it!
Panda's on
crazy
the,
cat!
She's on the hunt.
Maybe I should do CrossFit so I could feel like I could take your cat if I needed to.
I need to apologize for my comments about J-Law to my wife because she says I'm a jerk.
Come on here.
She said, right. I tuned in and you were talking about marrying another woman polygamy. And I said, it's J-Law!
Here we go.
And then she said, you're J-Lot for jerk lot.
Oh, here you go. Go ahead. Darn, I got the music.
Don't make me sing, Steve-O.
Hey.
Don't make me sing.
No, you don't, you know, you
I'll
don't
sing.
Have to. Okay.
Don't. I'm sorry I talked about J-Law on the radio this morning. I can't find a melody.
Gosh, I was going to say.
That's fine. I'll just live my life here in Albuquerque with Panda, Steve-O, and Chrissy.
Don, please come home.
Please come home, Don. Or I'll threaten you with leaving for jail. Oh, yes, I will.
Wasn't that, that wasn't an apology?
Yes, it was. On today's episode of Team Awesome Morning Party, we talk about polygamy and apologies and how Mateo, not to use them.
Mateo learns what an apology is, also what polygamy is, and why you have to apologize for polygamy.
Gosh!
Yeah, anyway, back to exercise. Hang on, I got a reply. Let's see what it is.
Man, oh man.
You sure can't. Oh, she said, I don't know what that was. I say the dumbest stuff, and I never remember what I said.
I know.
I have such a hard time with that.
Yeah.
Because I'm just in the moment being the funniest guy in the world.
I thought Sam Swan was teaching you well. Sam Swan, Baptist Convention, New Mexico. He comes in every Friday, and
hey,
one
Sam.
Of his, like, life verses is from... is from Proverbs, and where it's better to be
quiet.
Yeah. Well, he says it funnily.
It's better to be sneaky.
Yes.
Than to be obviously stupid. Be sneaky stupid.
Oh man.
I get it. Where was Sam Swan when old Crazy Man called in the other day? He wasn't crazy.
It's better to be silent and thought a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt.
That's
what he says.
That's a good
or
one.
Or even a fool is thought silent or thought wise when kept silent.
Yeah, but people look at me and know I'm a fool.
We can't keep silent. We have a radio show.
We can't keep silent, Sam. They need to know that we're idiots. It's part of the appeal. Sam.
Oh, man. Coming up. I got 6 new food rules to follow for 2014 because it is a new year. We're trying new things in the new year. Question of the day, what are you doing? It's day 6 of 2014. Have you broken your quote-unquote resolution? Are you trying to be healthier this year? What are you doing to get in shape?
Day 6.
This guy is going to be starting CrossFit today. I may have to go just for the comedy.
He's going
to
go.
Just for the radio of it. I don't want to go.
We made up. Me and Dawn made up.
That's good.
She said, you really couldn't find that thing. And I said, I love you. And she said, love.
That's good. That's good. You don't have to share every text that she sends.
She also just said, I need to go to the grocery store. I will now be sharing the list. Asparagus. Oh, speaking of asparagus, we've got something to talk about later
on. Oh, man, yes, we do. Predictions for 2014 came down from one of the most remarkable sources of all time.
Also, do you think it's possible for us to spend the whole show teasing stuff and never talk about it? Because that would be awesome if the whole time, later we're going to talk about this and this. We won't tell you just yet, but we're going to talk about it later. And the whole show never talk about anything and keep teasing stuff.
Are we really going to talk about this coming up?
You'll
decide. Have to wait and see.
Yeah.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Ow!
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Welcome to your Monday. 8:36 now. Mountain Standard Time.
I just came up with another reason why you should watch Community.
Oh, why?
Because that show is from Community.
Oh, it is?
That's Joel McHale. He says that on an episode about Troy and Abed show. Troy and Abed in the morning. Nights.
That's my New Year's resolution.
Watch more Community.
To watch more comedies. Man.
Oh, comedies. Yeah, we've been...
I'm tired of heavy shows, man.
Yeah.
We watch a lot of heavy shows, and I had crazy dreams last night.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it.
Hey, we got a song request from somebody.
Oh, okay, cool.
We have no idea.
Oh.
He says it's got a funky deep bass riff we haven't played recently. I wonder if it's...
Least of these.
No, it
Joyful
could...
Joyful Noise.
It could be... by leagues that boom boom boom
boom boom boom boom boom
boom boom boom. It could be that song, which we saw in a trailer for a movie.
Yeah,
that was crazy. With a movie with John Hamm in it.
Yeah,
my boy John Hamm.
Here we could. Let's just play them both.
He's my best friend.
We'll cover both bases. How's that?
both bases. Cover all the bases. By using a bass guitar.
Boom! That's how we do.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. We're about to get into some dieting things.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's 2014. Mateo and I have both decided we're going to live healthier.
Woo!
Mateo over here has been doing a bunch of research, as have I.
Oh, you have?
And, yeah.
Interesting.
You're doing, like, CrossFit and all this, and I'm leaning more, like, the video game variety.
Yeah.
But we've decided to both...
I'm leaning more towards video game exercise with my thumbs.
We've both been trying to eat healthier, so I know you found some research. I found some research as well that will help everyone, so...
Yeah, okay.
I'm ready to help the world.
I have here in front of my face...
Okay.
6 new food rules to follow in this new year.
Oh, good.
We live in the future, people. Let's accept it.
Yeah.
We live in the future. It's 2014. We don't have our hoverboards, but we do have our iPhones.
The future
Nobody saw
now.
That coming.
Hey. Whoa. I believe we are the future.
Man, I wish we
had can't just let the future figure itself out.
No. No. Hey, leave it for the future people, man.
Wait, no. We are the future people.
No, we have enough going on right now. We can leave all that to the future people.
Truly, I say unto thee... I believe the children are our future.
Yeah? Teach them well.
Let them lead the way.
Don't give them rights because they're just kids. Wait, I think we're sending out mixed messages. Somebody just tuned in and they were like, did he say don't give kids rights? What is it? What? Yes, welcome.
All right, do you want to go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
6 new food rules to follow. You've heard the standard nutrition advice before, like stick to fruits and veggies. Focus on whole foods, not the store. Like,
okay,
the whole food.
Right, the whole.
But what if you're following all the tips and still missing out on important nutrients?
What?
In order to make the most of your food, you need phytonutrients. Phytonutrients, the healthy plant compounds that fight cancer, low blood pressure, and cholesterol.
Oh, phytonutrients.
And enhance memory.
Okay.
This would help us with Quizza.
Oh, man, this would be amazing.
This is coming from somebody named Joe Robinson.
Okay.
An author of the new book, Eating on the Wild Side.
Here's to you, Mr. Robinson.
Or miss, we don't know. Following these 6 surprising food rules. Oh, follow them. Don't just follow. Well, if you follow them, you'll get more nutrients, more phytonutrients.
Yes.
Welcome to Sesame Seed.
Hey, it is an education show.
Turn
on the education band.
Do you remember that show, Rugrats?
Trying to make people eat healthy. Oh, yeah. Blitz, I'll be.
Yeah. Okay, so there's an episode of Rugrats where they go and stay with the grandparents, Tommy's grandparents, and they're telling him, like, he's saying to turn on Sesame Street. But they're like, I can't remember what ethnicity they are, but they're going, turn on the sesame seed! Turn on the sesame seed! And he keeps calling it the sesame seed. And I'll never forget that.
Wow. Obviously.
Obviously. It's so funny to me. Number 1, look for dark colors.
Ooh, that's good.
Focus on blue foods, like blueberries or blue potatoes. Never seen a blue potato in my life.
I haven't either.
Black, like blackberries or currants. Red foods like cranberries or peppers or purple. Concord grapes or purple asparagus.
Huh.
Maybe eggplant.
I've never seen purple asparagus either.
Says Robinson.
Okay.
I think I've seen purple asparagus.
Really? I've only ever seen green. Unless you leave it out.
Okay. These foods all contain anthocyanin.
Oh, of course.
Which has more health benefits than other plant nutrients. Okay. So that's number 1. So we're going to look for darker colored foods, like on the cooler side of the color wheel.
That goes in line with what I found.
What did you find?
Well, darker food color. We'll get to it. Darker food color.
Okay, cool.
That's part of it.
There you go.
Darker.
Working together.
Okay.
Number 2, stop peeling carrots. That's right.
Who
peels
carrots?
The nutrients in the skin of the carrot are equal to the amount in an entire peeled carrot.
Wow.
Check that out.
Hmm?
So when we go to places of wings.
Oh, yeah. And they give you the carrots?
They give you the peeled carrots.
Mm-mm.
They're jerks. And then they give you the blue cheese, and it's just like blue cheese flavored mayonnaise.
But could that work? Because they said to look for blue foods. So if you get the blue cheese...
You know, that's just mold.
Oh.
We're eating them. Blue cheese is just molded cheese.
I like blue cheese.
Number 3, embrace the bitterness. Deep inside, you're lonely, you're cold, and you're bitter because that girl wouldn't go out with you. Or that guy wouldn't go out with you. And you're just like, man, what am I supposed to do now? I don't know. Embrace the bitterness. Hug your friend bitterness. Hug him. But not emotionally.
Oh.
Americans have a habit of skipping bitter foods, which means they're missing major health benefits, says Robinson. Again, this is all coming from an author named Joe Robinson, who has a new book out.
Right.
So that's where this is. I'm not making this up. So if it's wrong, it's not my fault. I'm just, don't kill
Blame
the messenger.
Joe.
That's right. A dandelion, for example, has twice the calcium and 8 times more antioxidants than spinach. Okay, I had no idea that you could eat dandelions, but if I would have known this when I was a kid, I probably would have been eating them all the time.
That's disgusting.
If that's too extreme for you, it sounds like it might be for you.
Yeah.
Start small by adding pieces of bitter red lettuce or radicchio. Is that how you... radicchio? To regular salad.
Ah.
So we can do that.
Yeah, I'm more of a spinachy...
I'm going to sneak some dandelion into your stuff.
Ugh.
No.
I think I've had it before, because Chrissy's into the, like, hippie salad stuff.
Hippie
she makes,
salad.
Like, crazy salads. There's no iceberg lettuce in ours. You know what I'm saying?
No iceberg lettuce. We're not the Titanic. Get those icebergs out of here.
Spinach and, like, romaine.
And kale.
Yes. Stuff like that, which is definitely bitter.
Kale is very bitter. Yeah. Unless you mix it with other stuff, and then you can't really...
Yeah.
Kind of disappears. Rip up lettuce before storing it. This is a really cool thing. Listen to this, everyone. Oftentimes, we forget that plants are alive. That's right. Those plants that you're eating, usually alive.
You hear that, vegetarians who don't want to kill animals?
You're
killing plants.
Either way, something that's alive is going to die. It's easy to forget vegetables are still alive when they're harvested, says Robinson. When ripped, lettuce will believe a predator is eating it. So it produces 4 times the amount of antioxidant-rich substances in order to protect itself. So rip up your lettuce before you store it.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Oftentimes forget that plants are alive. Maybe it's because they don't move. They don't do anything. They just grow.
That's movement, though.
What?
They, like, go up.
What?
You know when things grow and then they're, like, weeding their way
in
around.
In fast motion, but in real life motion.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're not doing
to the
anything.
Naked eye.
They're just going,
yeah.
Hey, I'm a plant. Not to mention the other side, the dark side of plants, the happening.
I bet you that means our house plant has like 147 times the antioxidants.
Oh, my gosh, because Panda keeps attacking. Gone. I know you're listening. Panda will not leave this one plant alone.
She keeps digging holes in it.
She just digs down in there.
And there's just dirt everywhere.
So I'm like vacuuming like 14 times a day. Panda!
What's going to be amazing is when there's like a little mouse like living in the bottom of the dirt.
Ugh.
And she was like, I was trying to save you.
And it's like a poison mouse.
I was trying to save you.
It's got the bubonic plague.
We just keep smacking her. Get out of the plant. Get out of the plant.
Then she's going to talk.
Panda.
She's going to look. She's going to say,
I told you.
I tried to save you. Why is your voice so deep? This is how cat girls sound. Weird. Okay, number 5, have an eat me first list.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, check this out. Certain foods lose nutrients faster than others, says Robinson. Eat arugula, broccoli, cherries, and kale within 1 to 2 days of harvest. So what this means to me is the kale that I have in the refrigerator for my shakes is probably worthless.
Yeah. Awesome. You've had that in there for like a month.
No, it's been a week. I just got back a week ago, bruh. Foods like onions, potatoes, or apples are okay for a few days longer. That's
all
comforting.
Right.
And I will say this, apples are one of the most, like, absorbent foods.
Mm.
So you need to be careful when you're getting apples because pesticides are all up in those things.
What he said.
That's what I'm saying.
It's 2014, so we're trying to help you out to maintain, you know,
we're just trying healthiness. To help y'all. We're trying to help y'all maintain.
In the new year, we both did a lot of research on this. Teo's giving you all the good
y'all.
Research that he's found.
I've been trying to help
I found some great research to help you stay alive.
Number 6. Okay. Let the garlic rest. Listen
what?
To this. Don't toss whole cloves of garlic into hot oil. Instead, mince it and
Boom.
Set it aside for 10 minutes. Do you mince? You
we
mince.
Do mince.
You love mincing.
I love mincing
he
garlic.
He is the mincer of mincers.
And by I love mincing garlic, I go, hey, Chrissy, will you mince me 2 cloves of garlic, please? Because I need 2 cloves.
Do you set them aside for 10 minutes?
She did this last time, remember? In fact, I cooked her whole thing without. She doesn't like garlic. So I cooked her little thingy without garlic. And then it was like, okay, cool. Thank you.
Now it's time.
Now it's time to rock that garlic.
Here's why. Chopping will start a chemical reaction, allowing an enzyme to produce the healthy compound that reduces the risk of cancer and heart disease.
Boom!
So next time, you guys want to join the Mince Club with Steve-O. You just come to the station.
It's easy. You just get the knife and then you smash the little clove and like flatten it out. You take the thing, boom, 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 boom.
So that
That so easy. My wife does it all the time.
That's the list of the six new food rules
for 2014.
Mm-hmm.
I have a seventh.
Oh, you have a seventh rule?
You can go that route.
It's not on here.
It's not. I did my own research because you're like, hey, CrossFit and healthy foods. And I'm like, man, that sounds like a lot of work. So I did other research. And if your New Year's resolution is to lose some weight, but you know, you love junk food.
Junk food.
You're finding it hard to give up some things that you love.
It's difficult.
It's hard. When you love something, you don't ever want to let it go.
No.
Why should you?
If you love her, let her go.
Who says it's wrong? I did it.
All right. What it's your what?
Well, an Iowa science teacher, John Cisna, he's a science teacher. So yeah. He knows a lot about science.
Science is cool.
He did some research of his own for 3 months and ended up losing 37 pounds in 3 months.
Whoa.
Yeah.
37 pounds.
Obviously, he's doing pretty well.
Man,
so
is he doing CrossFit?
He's healthy. He's staying alive. He did not do CrossFit.
He's going to the gym every day?
He is not going to the gym every day.
Is he doing insanity?
I will say he did walk for 45 minutes every day.
There you go.
That's what he said.
Let's take a walk, Mississippi.
So he went from 249 pounds down to 170 pounds. That's way more than 37 pounds. 170 okay. plus 249. That is 79 pounds. That's 79 pounds.
Yeah.
What? Anyways, here's the deal. He decided for 3 months he was going to do nothing but eat McDonald's.
Oh!
Nothing but McDonald's for 3 months.
This is counterproductive.
The golden arches of golden.
What you've just done is you have taken my list of six wonderful things and you have.
Your list said to
it.
Eat dark things.
You have blasphemed it.
Have you ever seen a Big Mac patty? It's pretty brown.
No, it's not. It's this weird gray, like, ether color. It looks like oblivion. It's the color of oblivion.
No, we are not endorsing McDonald's. But here's the deal. This Iowa science teacher, John Cisna, he really did eat nothing but McDonald's for three entire months. His cholesterol level dropped significantly. Here's what he did. He enlisted his students to help him plan out a 2,000-calorie daily diet plan consisting of only food sold by the Golden Arches.
Interesting.
He never exceeded the recommended allowances of nutrients like carbohydrates, proteins, fat, calories, and cholesterol. So for breakfast, he typically ate two egg white delights. I guess that's a thing.
Egg white
a bowl of maple oatmeal and a 1% milk carton. For lunch, he'd opt for a salad. And for dinner, he'd order the more traditional value meal, like a Big Mac, an ice cream, a sundae. After he told the owner of the local franchise about his experiment, the owner was so interested that he actually provided all of the items free of charge for the month.
Well, there you go. If you want some free Mickey D's, just tell him you're performing an experiment on yourself.
Now, here's the thing. During the experiment, this science teacher walked for 45 minutes every day, and by the 90th day, he reported his weight had dropped down to 170 pounds from 249 pounds.
Well, he was walking.
Yeah.
Because when you exercise, your body metabolizes a lot better, so no matter what you eat, it's going to work through it.
He had a really interesting commentary on this. He says, quote, "It's our choices that make us fat, not McDonald's."
Ooh.
Because he stuck to the daily allowance, you know, and he never exceeded nutrients, carbohydrates, proteins, fat, calories, cholesterol. Hey, that just ended. He actually adhered to it. thank you. And never went over it and still ate Mickey D's every day, which is hilarious because I'm always like, no!
Whoa.
Under no circumstances. Yeah, but it's late and dinner's going to be late and it's faster if I just pick up Mickey D's for the kids or whatever. And I'm like, no, I hate fast food. But that was very interesting. So it's less about that and more about your choices.
Yeah, more
but
like,
I feel like it's a better choice to say no to
more
the
like
Golden Arches.
Gorging yourself, probably.
Maybe.
You're just eating way too much.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I bet it was no easy feat to stick to the daily allowed whatever when you're in McDonald's.
Right.
Because you go in there, or any restaurant for that matter, you know, you go in there and it smells so good.
Mm-hmm.
It smells so good in there. And then you're probably just like, man, I don't want to, I want the extra value everything.
He also enlisted his entire class to help him stick to that 2,000 calorie.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I wish he would have filmed it.
Yeah. So either eat healthy or have Mickey D's every day. Either way, you're going to lose weight.
It's all about your choices. That's the thing, though. That's the important thing is you have to, Because the daily allowance, like, that, there's a reason.
Yeah, I'm definitely not. There. I don't want anybody to listen to this and then decide they want to eat McDonald's every day. Because remember that girl who ate chicken McNuggets every day and she got, like, really sick and, like, almost died?
Well, I saw the documentary Supersize Me, and that that was rough.
Yeah.
Blech.
However, I don't think he was adhering to the 2,000 calorie thing walking every day. And
he wasn't. He was like, I'm just going to do this. Yeah. But a lot of people don't do that. You know, a lot of people eat the food and whatever.
It's 2014.
I saw a really interesting quote, and it might make some people angry. But it said, we're all biblical literalists until it comes to gluttony. And then it's like, something to think about.
Yep. That's how it do.
That's how it do.
We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we've got some least of these or leagues or both. Because we don't know which one they were requesting.
Maybe our email friend will be happy.
We're also going to be telling a story about 2014. We've been talking about it.
Mm.
Some great resolutions in the new year.
Wonderful.
Some crazy predictions in the new year.
Crazy predictions.
And the source of said predictions.
Yes.
Quite interesting as well.
We'll talk about it.
We'll tell you about that on the other side of this break. Steam Austin Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
What have you done?
I hit that button. I didn't know.
You just hit a button.
Oh.
No, hang on.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Oh, is it my time to go?
Somehow, that made it better. Think of that. Think of the situation that you put us in when you did that.
In this tonight. Why are all the
Aerosmith ones are so loud?
Yeah. I have a theory about that, but it is Team Awesome Morning Party. Welcome to the show. Steve O'Mateo hanging out with you.
Good morning.
It's 9:15. We need to take a quick look.
Oh.
At some traffic.
Let's do it.
Careful traffic.
It's been a busy morning.
It has.
Hey, I'll tell you what, though. That accident that was on Paseo and Jefferson cleared. So traffic is moving again steadily, except for around the construction at Paseo and 25 because it's construction, so it's slow. But we do have the stalled vehicle that was at I-40 East and 4th Street, exit 159A, has been cleared.
Boom.
So on I-40 East, eastbound, before you get to 25 and the Big Eye and all that, you are flowing like a river. And then, I-40 West at I-25, the Big Eye, we have a ladder in the roadway. Clearly not the correct use of a ladder, but needless to say, it's there. Do not drive over that ladder with your car. You will not be climbing to anywhere except higher insurance rates and possibly more debt.
Boom.
So don't do it.
Yeah.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is
305-338-3669. Let's say it together. 505-338-3669. 37. 9 or 14.
Gosh.
Call 14. My extension is 14.
It is the new year, and with the new year comes some interesting things like.
Kick it!
Resolutions!
Doing what we want, because we got no ideas. We want to know what you guys want to do. Tell us your ideas. Send them to us right here.
Yeah.
You got an email or a Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. We're even playing Quiz Up 24/7. Try to beat us, and we'll be like oh man.
Yeah.
The rhyme messed up. I feel like the A sound was good, but I could have used like a better word.
It's okay.
But it might have been a cuss word.
It's hard being your hype man.
When you're a rapper,
you're
constantly battling, you know, just that authentic, you know, like, how do I make myself look so awesome?
Yeah.
Because as we learned from that panel of old people, hip-hop's just about making yourself look good. So it can't be redeemed.
That's true.
Because you're just like, no. Here, let me do it again.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'll be your hype man.
Be my hype man. Okay. Hype man.
Every last word. I'll get. Okay. What?
I came to the show this morning. Today. Yeah. I said I want some breakfast. I was like, hey, I want some oatmeal and maybe some coffee. My hype man said, Nah, no, man, that's naughty. I don't know why it's naughty. We got it anyway. Went to SoPo, have a dang good day. Got me a latte. He got Americano. No, he different because he's in Spanish mono. I made up. See, at the wait, turn it down. Hang on. See, that's the thing. You're battling that. It's that line of accessibility versus authenticity where you're like, man, I can either be real authentic right now or I can just make up my own language. And that's what I always turn to, the make up my own language part.
Yeah.
I feel like it's important.
Hey, incredible.
You know who we haven't heard from in quite a while?
Huh?
John Constantine.
We haven't.
Security John has not caught it. We have a theory that he's probably been off work.
Yeah.
Because of the holiday season. But the mall, that didn't make sense because the mall's been open.
Right.
Coronado
Speaking
Mall.
Of the holiday season.
Yeah.
Over the holiday season, some people decided they needed to get ready for 2014. So they do what, you know, normal people do.
Yeah.
They go to psychics.
That's who I go to. I used to call Mama Cleo every day. It's right here.
It's Mama Cleo.
Where'd it go?
Where's page two? Do you have it?
Right there. Look,
boom!
It's right there, and it's right there.
So, thankfully...
Man, this paper is wonderful, but it is confusing.
With 2014, we found some great predictions for 2014 from a very reliable source, Michelle.
Michelle Bransford.
Mitch!
Who was really upset when we announced that we were going to be talking about
this. She said, this was my story, I found it! We said, well, we're sorry, we're sniping it, but you should still talk about it during your show. Because it's really funny, and it's yours. So I'm giving her credit right now. This is Michelle's.
This is Michelle's credit.
We are just on earlier, so we are stealing it.
But sorry.
Lending credit where credit is due.
You gotta give credit. Gotta give credit. Credit's due, man.
Exactly.
People giving credit to the devil all the time.
This one's for you, Bransford.
Hey, Bransfo. Just for you, though.
Yeah.
See, I'm going back into the rapper mode. I can't even talk without it just starting to creep up inside of me.
There you go. Are you ready to share some interesting predictions of 2014?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What do we got? These are significant.
These are significant. So what happened is the world's only asparamancer.
Okay.
That's right. This is someone that uses asparagus to make predictions for the new year. Jemima Packington of Great Britain. She's an asparamancer.
Her name's Jemima.
That's what it says.
Stop it.
Jemima. Look at it.
Jemima about to go crazy.
Jemima Packington. She's not a syrup bottle anymore. She's broken out of the plastic.
She's broken the mold.
Okay. She's revealed the tip she's received about the coming year from reading asparagus spears. She's got lots of tips for the coming year. How does she get them from asparagus spears? You heard me correctly. A woman in Britain is an asparagus fortune teller.
Yep.
Here's what she's predicting. She's British. So much of her fortune telling is about stuff in her country and completely unintelligible to the normal ear.
Actually, I disagree. Sherlock recently made a comeback, and that's from her country.
Yeah.
That's pretty intelligible.
Yeah.
It makes me feel smarter.
I just picture her saying this, and she's like, "Hey, Michelle, she's a real family." What? Are you a woman? I suppose you ain't trying to make yourself retire.
Jemima Paddington IV. Let us hear it from the asparagus.
Here she says. Here's her says about it. There will be a sad loss to the royal family.
Oh, my gosh.
That is sad.
That's serious.
A major entertainment mogul will retire.
Okay. Clive Davis?
Politics in the Middle East will continue to raise concern.
She obviously watched Homeland for that one.
A musical supergroup will split.
No! One Direction!
There will be a string of celebrity divorces.
Oh, man!
So what you can gather from this is she is right on the money with those predictions, friends. You should go to her with all of your life problems. She's a soothsayer. A psychic princess from Great Britain.
Ain't no asparaguses here.
Oh, my.
That is fact.
How did you do that? That's crazy. Hey, you can follow her Twitter at asparamancer.com.
Oh, man, and this is real.
I'm about to
I wish it was
that.
Comical.
No, I'm looking that up. This is what Twitter is for, people.
Mm-hmm.
For finding this thing, this type of thing, and just seeing what they asparamancer.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
There it is, Jemima Packington.
For the funnier version, make sure you tune in to Middays with Mitch. It's her story.
Yeah, she's
we stole it.
We stole that from her.
Yeah.
But the reason we did is because Jemima said we would.
Yeah.
Who said that? Jemima. Joe Mama. I feel like there's a joke.
Oh, no.
Can't quite find it. Joe Mama said that you would. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Three, two, one.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Good morning.
I don't know what I'm doing about it. Yeah. Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to the show. Did you hear the news about Paul Walker's Fast and the Furious character?
Yes.
That's interesting.
They're going to, instead of like just getting rid of it or whatever, they're just going to retire him, right?
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work, though. They have, you know, footage. They were halfway through Fast and the Furious 7 when Paul Walker passed away.
Yeah.
Studio, midway through it, and they said, well, let's stop production. They halted it for a while. According to The Hollywood Reporter, screenwriters don't plan to kill his character in the movie. Instead, they're going to try to write a retirement into the script.
So I guess, how's that going
to
play out?
So they can still incorporate his footage and yet allow the series to live on. The release date has been pushed back 8 months to accommodate the rewrite and things like that.
But I wonder what that means for the lady character that he's interested in. Because will she just
disappear?
Retire too?
I don't know, because that's going to be an interesting... It was like in The Crow when Brandon Lee, he was killed on the set. And they finished the film and they just used, you know, camera trickery and had a different actor.
Yeah, they had a double.
Yeah.
But it wasn't lines or anything. It was just action shots.
Yeah, it was mostly action shots. They reworked the film and it worked out. But it's going to be interesting to see how they're going to pull a retirement scene.
Yeah.
Without Paul Walker.
What's up with that?
I don't know. It was halted 8 months. Pushed back. We'll find out.
Yeah.
A lot of movies this year.
Oh, my gosh.
We started going over a list, and then we went and saw The Hobbit this last week.
Can we just talk about how great the Spider-Man trailer looked in 3D?
Absolutely,
can. It really... Okay, lame. Lamest thing I've ever said. It added a new dimension to the trailer. Lamest thing I've ever said. You're welcome, America. International borders. You're welcome. But it really did.
It just added this whole new dimension.
It's like a third dimension to it. Maybe if we all walked around with 3D glasses on, we could see real life in 3D. Can you imagine?
I will say we went and saw The New Hobbit this last weekend.
Oh my gosh.
And we saw it in the IMAX, so we saw it in the new frame rate, the 120...
gigawatts.
Yes.
1.21 gigawatts!
What did you think?
I liked it. Okay, yeah. Here's the thing. The reason I like it. Now, it definitely looks like you're watching your stories. It looks like that. It
looks like a soap opera.
It looks like the way
they
filmed.
Looks like a BBC soap opera.
It reminded me of, okay, do you remember the old show Beauty and the Beast? It was a British show.
No.
And it was like a live action.
I felt like I was watching Narnia on
it
the BBC.
It looked like that.
Remember that live action BBC, like
okay,
Narnia
just
show?
Like that. It looked like that stuff.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it really separates The Hobbit from The Lord of the Rings.
It does.
So if you go back and watch those trilogies, once we have the full Hobbit trilogy, once you watch them, they look different. It looks more like a storybook to me.
It does.
And I appreciate that.
Well, the CG made it stand out more. It made it more realistic.
The barrel scene on the river. If you're wondering whether or not you should go see The Hobbit, there is a scene in that movie that makes it completely worth it.
It was probably the coolest scene I've seen in a movie ever.
It's one of the... Yeah, it really is one of the best action sequences. What they're doing and the way it looks great.
We were screaming. I felt like I was on a Disney ride.
It felt like you were on a ride. And the 3D really did enhance the moment.
Yeah.
There were
some moments of like, okay, so the barrel is like in the water.
The water would go.
And the water would go. And it was like, am I really? Like, I felt like I was on a Disney ride or like one of those 3D Spider-Man type rides.
Not to mention, every time that would happen, I would spit on you. I'd go, or I'd throw my Coke on you. Hey, Steve! 4D! Don't do that to your friends.
We went to the movies with our dear friend Joey B.
Joey B!
From Man of the Echoing Green. And, you know, friendship.
It's fun going to see movies.
That dude is hilarious to see movies with.
It's fun.
He is into it like no one I've ever been to the movies
with.
He
gets wrapped into the movie, and it makes you get wrapped up in the movie.
But he's like screaming, "Oh!"
Yeah.
It's like a roller coaster. He's like moving his arms. Ah!
The good thing is, that theater was so loud.
Yes.
And the experience, you know, the 3D and stuff, that it really did. That helped too. I really had fun because I was like, yeah, I can let loose and enjoy the movie like a real person.
Nobody can get mad at me for talking.
Ha ha ha.
Except for Chrissy, who actually did get mad at one point at me and Joey for talking.
Oh.
Told us to quiet down. And it was like, well, if you didn't want us to talk, maybe you should have sat next to me instead of telling Joey to sit next to me.
That's why they...
Chrissy.
That's why they call her Cool It Chrissy. I made that up.
She's gonna punch me. No one calls her.
You know, I'm gonna get a hard shoulder punch. Probably.
You know she's counting the like seconds until Dawn's back.
Yeah,
right?
and then I'm gonna say, sicker panda, and then Panda's just gonna look at me and walk away.
Yep.
You're supposed to be a warrior. You're supposed to be a battle cat.
Oh,
instead,
man.
You're cringer. That was a hard He-Man reference.
Wow.
Oh.
Does anybody remember that? Anyone?
I was reminded of it on Quiz Up.
Anyone? Okay.
Anyone?
2014 year of movies, and you know the final installment of The Hobbit now on everybody's radar.
Yep.
There's a lot of great movies coming up this year, and man, I was reading a list of films for 2015 already. There's a list. People are freaking out. Of course, the number one most anticipated film of 2015. Take a wild guess.
Spider-Man 2.
Nope. 2015!
Oh, I thought you said 2014. And I would argue this.
Episode 7 was like number one. I read three different lists.
Really?
And it was hands down
okay,
number
cause
one.
Okay, because I was going to say Avengers 2
was
might
like
be.
Sixth.
Six.
Yeah.
Was Batman Superman number two?
Batman Superman was like number three or four. I'm trying to remember what was number two now.
Because
it wasn't either of those.
Was it Jurassic World?
Jurassic World was on the top 10.
Yeah, it was.
Keep going.
There's a ton of movies coming out that year.
So
I can't
many.
Even remember them all.
Ant-Man was actually higher on the list.
Than Avengers. Mm-hmm. Interesting. That makes me question the credibility of the list.
Yeah.
But maybe people aren't really looking forward to it because they know. They're like, I'm going to go see that like
but
a
think,
thousand
think
times.
About that, though. Episode 7, since its announcement that Disney was buying out Star Wars, people have been losing their minds.
And it's I love J.J. Abrams.
Yeah.
Michael Harvey tweeted me something, and we were going to talk about it on Wednesday, but we'll bring it up now. Anyway.
Okay.
Marvel is officially going to publish all of the Star Wars comics.
Yeah, starting, yeah. I feel so bad for
it's kind
of a bummer.
Dark
Horse. They were like, come on, hey, man, come on.
They were putting out... It was quality stuff from what I've read.
Well, it was like Cartoon Network as well. They're like, psych! Disney Channel's taking that cartoon.
Swoop!
We're doing something different. So, yeah, Disney just, they can do that.
They can
Because they're Disney.
They got their monies.
They're going to buy it all out. And right now, we're like, yeah, because Disney does a great job. What happens when they're not doing a great job and they own everything?
Hey, our friend Megan on email says, it's pronounced Jim Emma. Jim Emma.
Jim
Emma in
Jim
the UK.
Emma.
We're talking about the Asperomancer, Jemima. Jemima.
Which, good news, everybody.
Instead of Jemima. Jemima.
Currently working on a Jemima. Jemima.
Interview.
Gosh, it's hard to say.
I've reached out to her via Twitter.
Yes.
We'll see what happens.
Obviously, the reply came before he sent it, which was really creepy. Because she saw it in the asparagus that you were going to tweet her.
Oh, my gosh. If she says, I knew you would be contacting me, I'm going to lose my mind. And I'm going to say, are you using green asparagus or purple asparagus? Because I learned that purple asparagus
is actually healthier.
Is healthier for you. So which one are you using? Yep. Maybe you should switch.
2014, we're trying to get fit. We don't need that green asparagus.
Oh, my gosh. If she's using this much asparagus, her pee must smell awful. Buzzing!
Is it time? Do we let...
Hang on.
Boring. Oh, okay. Well, since he said that... Man, what a Monday.
What a Monday.
Welcome back to the work week. Welcome back to school, kids.
Yes.
Welcome back to Team Awesome Morning Party in its entirety.
We did a Mad Lib this morning.
We did.
I learned a lot about horses.
You did.
Horse care.
Yeah.
We
had an equestrian substitute call today.
We did. A horse hug.
Yes.
How great that is.
Yeah. As opposed to the snake hug, which
I learned that
is not so beneficial.
Plants are alive even when you're eating them.
Yes.
Which makes us crazy.
Yeah.
So, every time you're about to eat that lettuce, you
just
look at that
thinking.
Lettuce and say, I should have ripped you before I stored you because I could have got all the best out of you that way, you little
head of lettuce.
You little vegetable punk. Now, come over here.
Wow. I learned nothing today.
You didn't learn a thing?
It's Monday. I learned some new words, some new nouns.
Yeah, you did.
What was it? The clear-shaped heart box of love?
What is that?
Observatories?
Oh, observatory, yeah. Don't be loving in those observatories, because you don't need
you missed...
Don't be doing that.
Any part of the show, you can download the podcast. MyStaticRadio.com/mornings. It will be posted today. We got a great week. I'm excited. Coming up this Thursday, our very first Theology Thursday with Brian Nixon.
And possibly Jared Petro.
Yeah. New year, new segments to the morning show. I'm ready for this one. We will definitely be talking to him about Colorado and the new law and what it means to love someone, not to judge them. Mm. What is the biblical definition of that?
We're going to try to find that line where you're loving someone but not condoning actions that you think might be, you know, sinful.
Yes, that's coming up Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll also be talking with author Samuel this week. Samuel Williamson. He wrote a book called "The Sunday School Destroying Our Kids: How Moralism Suffocates Grace." That's coming up Wednesday morning before Shock Therapy Live.
Yeah, and there are a lot of topics on this sheet of paper that we didn't get to, so we'll probably be talking about them this week because we're happy to have our paper back.
Yay!
Yeah.
We'll see you guys again mañana. Middays with Mitch up next. Be looking for the asparagus story told funnierly.
Funnierly.
Because she's better.
There you go.
We'll see you guys again mañana.
Goodbye!
Team Austin Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static Radio.
Wait. Okay, now.